Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As we currently move through midsummer, it's time to evaluate our forage situations. Depending on your location in the state, meadow hay harvest may be starting. You could be on your second cutting of alfalfa or preparing to cut warm season annual crops soon. Now is a great time to assess your forage inventory, even though you might be a little busy. Most perennial grasses have completed their growth and multiple alfalfa cuttings should be done by this point. Even if not all your meadow hay and summer annuals are harvested, we can estimate our total yield that we'll get for the year. Ask yourself, does your current yield meet the winter feed needs? If not, consider options like a late planting of summer annuals or fall forages like oats for grazing. Be cautious, however, with plantings for fall hay harvests due to drying challenges. If you have excess hay, consider how to best manage it. Whether selling or storing, prevent quality loss by keeping hay dry. Store it under a roof or tarp if possible. Elevate it from the ground, line bales with the topography and sun, and ensure good airflow around bales to maintain quality. Finally, if you haven't done so yet, send in a hay sample for quality testing. Hay quality varies year to year, even from the same field. Testing helps us match hay to livestock needs or can help us set appropriate selling prices. Assessing forage stores now while plants are still growing and hay is being harvested helps us close forage gaps, manage surplus, and ensure quality use later on. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.